Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Greetings, black family. Greetings, greetings. From the war front, from the front line, this is Black Power Radio, your official show for black news. This is your host tonight, Sister Fasami. And man, today we are going to be going over a myriad of things. The title of the show is, What Are You Doing? Now, let me explain this. If you didn't read the description, I'm going to go ahead and explain it anyway. In this course that you take on your conscious path or whatever the case may be, you're going to be asked several times by people, well, what are you doing? In a real condescending, sarcastic way. And at first it's going to throw you off. You're going to be like, wow, well, what am I doing? But you don't realize you every day getting up talking to people, you every day putting out information via the internet, via however your form of communication, just on the phone talking to people and communicating with them and building and elevating yourself is some form of doing something. It may not be, you know, you're out there really, really on the front lines, but you are doing something. You're teaching, and that's the best job to have. It's the most satisfying and gratifying and rewarding job you can have. Big return on your investment. However, like I said, you're going to get questioned plenty of times, well, what are you doing? Matter of fact, I've been questioned just as of yesterday about, well, what are you doing besides a whole bunch of key punching and rhetoric? What are you doing? Well, brothers and sisters, I know that y'all are familiar with the case that I'm working on in Colombia, and I can't get into the real deep details. Let me explain something to you. Oh, the devil is at work. He is in full force, full effect with trying to really rip a black family apart and trying to railroad them. And so I might seem a little spazzed out tonight. It's because I'm tired being on that road and coming back and having to deal with this beast, deal with this devil. And, I mean, everywhere you look, from the prosecutors to the defense attorney to the judges to the coroner to the victim's advocate, all these people, the police officer that's investigating this, all of them are all devils. So it doesn't matter if you're a defense attorney or not. The bottom line is you're ultimately going to work on the side of racism, white supremacy, because anything else, Your whole molecular structure won't allow you to be on the side of righteousness. So that being said, that's what I'm currently working on now and I'm also working on, once again, like I said, and I've talked extensively about this, getting my African Center School up, running, and started. It's time to stop talking about it and go ahead and get it going. The number to the show is 646 478-4447. I have no particular time when y'all can call in. If you're listening on your phones, just press 1 so I can go ahead and take your questions, comments, or concerns. I don't run a strict ship like that, so you can call in whenever you want to. But the question, like I said, is what are you doing? What are you doing? What I see a lot, and I have this posted up on several places, I see a lot of talking, and I don't see much action from a lot of people who are questioning other people about what they're doing. I think it's an excuse, and I think it's an easy way out when you can box somebody into a corner like that, and it's an excuse for your inactivity. It's an excuse for your inability to get up and move and do something and fight. So you do a little something, and you feel like you've done a whole lot, and you have now established some kind of self-ego or ego to question other people about what they're doing. So I'm gonna do it like this. I was talking to Brother Majestic before I started the show, and I tell y'all, anybody who is listening to my voice right now, this brother, he has an organization called On Point Equal Justice Coalition, and this brother is exactly what his coalition says. He's on point. So if there's anybody who's in the listening audience who wants to call in, share some resources, share, and I can't even talk tonight, I'm so tired. Share some resources or what you're doing or what organization you're affiliated with or what you're doing, just like Sister Ancient Consciousness and Lady Iset, you know, they have this Facebook campaign where everybody is donating $5 to a community fund. It's really not hard to do, like Lady Iset has said many times. You just might have to sacrifice a pack of squares or going to paying the cover charge to go to a club one night. That's really as much as it is. It's $5. So, you know, these ladies are on the front line. They're doing something. They're making it happen. They're trying to see change and trying to see true freedom instead of sitting back on their high horse asking everybody, what are you doing? They're actually getting out there and doing something. So if we don't go the full 2 hours tonight, I'm going to be like Lady Iset, and I will shut this show down because, like I said, I am extremely tired. Another thing that I wanted to address is one of the things that I'm noticing, I just recently got into this whole Facebook thing, and it's a phenomena. I can't really believe how people really go at it with each other, and they're supposed to be conscious. They really are like on some real hateful kind of stuff. But this is what I have to say to all those people who are questioning people on Facebook about what you're doing. Obviously, you're not doing too much of nothing either. You're on Facebook questioning people. That's number one. And number two, and I told this to, I think it was, I can't remember exactly who I told it to. I think it was Brother DK. Or maybe Brother Sean Quali, I'm not sure. But one of the things that I feel about internet rivalry and internet wars and bickering back and forth, and I've engaged in it before because you just get so passionate about something and you just want to get your point across. And it's a medium where it's moderated because they have to wait until you respond to whatever they posted. Well, that being said, having this internet wars, especially in the conscious community, is like Special Olympics. Yeah, you might win, but you're still retarded. You have to stop these people because it's really counterproductive. It's really counterproductive to us getting free. There is no way in hell Facebook is going to liberate us as a people. There's no way in hell any website is going to liberate us as a people. It's only a medium used to get the information out that others might not be privy to. You know, we have brothers and sisters out in Des Moines. I think that's in Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, we have brothers and sisters out in Des Moines. Here I am in South Carolina. I would have never met these people if not for, you know, a medium that we call Facebook. So that is the only purpose of this thing that we call the internet is to distribute the information, get it out there to the people who are your friends, who are your associates, who are your comrades, but not to sit up here and bicker back and forth on Facebook all day long. Like I said, you're not going to prove anything. You real e-gangster. Oh, you'll impress me if you get out there and you put your feet to the pavement and really, really do something. That's how you're going to impress me. But sitting up here getting e-gangster on Facebook, boy, bye. Stop it. So what is the other thing that I wanted to talk to my people about? I don't see any hands up. And like I said, I will shut it down in a few minutes because I'm like rolling off of just straight momentum. Let me get back to the case because I feel like I'm babbling on. Let me get back to the case in Colombia and elaborate just a little bit more on that. Like I said, I can't get really into the details of it. For all those who have been listening to me for the last few weeks, everyone knows I've been working with this sister in Colombia. And today, she was sitting in an office. I'm just going to say an office. I'm not going to say what office it was. And this devil come walking in, giving her a hug, giving me a hug, acting as if everything is okay and this woman is going to go back home with her babies today. He's talking about, you know, I really believe Miss So-and-so, and I'm going to have her on the show so she can tell her own story, you know, but I don't want to give out too much information to compromise the investigation or anything like that. But one of the things that he said, I really believe in my heart of hearts that, you know, you really didn't have anything to do with this. And you know, I just really, it could be a vitamin K deficiency. It could be shaken baby syndrome. I really don't know because both of them have the same kind of symptoms. They interviewed her children. They interviewed their neighbors. They interviewed family members. They interviewed all these people. And there's never, ever been any history of any kind of child abuse, child neglect, any kind of mistreatment of a child whatsoever in these two people's care. That being said, he went on this whole long diatribe about how much of a good mother he thinks that she is. And I'm talking about this devil got icy blue, icy cold eyes, all right? How much of a good mother she is and all this other crap. Now, he doesn't know her from a hill of beans. He said, but I need you to submit to a polygraph test. Yeah, people, you heard me. Wanted her to submit right there on the spot to a polygraph test. If you could have seen, I really didn't even have to look at her to understand and feel the emotion and the rage coming off of her. Because she was under the premise and under the notion that she was going there to get a report and she was going to take that report to DSS or have them fax it over to DSS, and DSS was going to release her babies into her care. That was the impression she was up under, and it was a right assumption because that's what this person informed her that was going to happen. So anyway, to make a long story even longer, when she walks in there and they're asking her to submit to a polygraph test, I had to stand up and I had to say, no, we can't do this. Because the bottom line is, whether she submits to a polygraph or not, you're putting her up under duress. She's distraught and she's traumatized. Do you know, let me tell you the nature of the beast you're dealing with when you're dealing with these people now. Do you know this? I got to go ahead and say it. I've been trying to say devil. It just doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. You know this cracker going to sit up here and tell her, look her dead in the eyes and tell her. Now, this has happened today. This ain't 1932. Today, 2010, August 4th. He's going to look her in the eyes and said, oh, well, the trauma should be over. This happened June 11th. It's August 4th. She has lost a child, people. And he's telling her when her trauma, when her emotions should be under wrap and when she should have subsided and or her emotions should have subsided and she should be coherent enough to take this daggone polygraph test. Well, being that he's not technically law enforcement and she's not up under arrest, because I had to consult with the big ups, the higher ups, to find out, are we doing this the legal way? She did not submit to it. Went and got another opinion at her law firm, her attorney's law firm, and they said it would have been pointless for her to take a polygraph test, whether she passed it or not. Her husband, who's missing, and all y'all know he's missing, so if y'all see him out there, tell him to go on home, because he's not there to submit to a polygraph test and pass the polygraph test. The death certificate will still be undetermined or inconclusive for the autopsy report. So these are the kind of little devilish games that these people are playing, and it's really serious. So I guess it kind of enrages me when somebody asks me, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm dealing with a cracker like this. That's what I'm doing. Is it because I want to? Hell no. It's because I have to. So that's my little tirade. Number once again, I believe it's 646-478-4447. I know that I've spoken to God Zulu extensively about, you know, what he's doing, what I'm doing, what people in the conscious community are doing. And one of the things that he said that really enrages him is when you are, like I said, backed into a corner, when you're backed into a corner where people keep pointing their fingers and asking you what you're doing. So like I said, if y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding that, go ahead and call in. If not, I've updated y'all on the case. I then gave my little thesis on what are you doing, and I really don't have anything to say, so I'm about to shut it down in the next couple of minutes after this song that I'm about to play if we don't have nothing to talk about. So wait 1 second, and I'll be right back to you. Or as Imam Akbar says, right back to you.
Tomorrow, Nappy Roots Dynasty, yeah, true G's Black Power Cartel. This living hieroglyph, the truth in your ear, run it. These crackers sucking dog dicks in the closet, but you love them cause they pay your first and 15 deposits. Lot of niggas broke and starving with CDs in their trunk. Them dummies signing major deals and white to eating them up. I spit the stairs and he don't guarantee. Some may hate and disagree. Entertainment's only a small revolution remedy. I know a lot of gatos across the country. About that lock and load so we could both and never borrow. Street code propriety, Black Power Dynasty. Fuck boys in skinny jeans can't rock in our society. We should buy food, land, shelter, most choppers. To train the wicked cat day and serve them something proper.
Wake up, Black man. Wake up, African man, African woman. Wake up. Take back what is yours. Do not ask these bitches for your shit. Take it
back.
Engaging in battle, you taking an ass whoop. own proportion. And so that's why the babies, again, don't respect the elders. Man, because they're getting slayed out here. And all motherfuckers can keep talking about is it's coming. Motherfucking revolution not coming. It's already here. You just ain't joined in with this situation. The cracker is throwing blows, but you ain't throwing no blows back. You taking all the motherfucking pain, the punishment. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, folks, I'm back. You know what? I love y'all. I'm going to tell you why. Sun Nubian, you a mess, right? You want me to talk about this cat? In Connecticut, I think that was, that's what it was. I think Brother Pianchi, he was speaking on that, talking about some cat in Connecticut shooting up these people who was putting nooses in his locker or something, or pictures of nooses and all. But anyway, before I get to that, I want to tell you, thank you, bro, because you can tell I'm mentally spent. This is days that I miss my brother, my big brother, God Zulu, so much. It feels like part of my heart is gone. And then with Brother Sean Kwali, I miss him today. Days like this, because when you have a two-hour show and you need to bounce ideas off of people's heads, it gets a little monotonous and tedious to sit up here and have to do it all by yourself. But I'm going to go ahead, and for you, Sun Nubian, and the rest of y'all, I'm going to try to go ahead and pull through. As far as that cat being married to a cave beast, or let's just call it what it is, a cave dog, a cave bitch, because she's a female dog, so I'm not using that word out of context. That's neither here nor there, really, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, it's for the whole grand scheme of things, yeah, being married to a white woman is a problem. But you got to admit, and I wasn't able to read the whole article, he was pretty gangster. And when I found out he killed himself, I'm like, oh, say it ain't so. It's cats like this that we need on the front line. Now, we would have had to holler at him about, you know, being married to the other side. But other than that, he's not afraid to do something. Although it was in the wrong context of what he was trying to accomplish. It's like, what are you doing? You're going into your job shooting up people. You're acting like a white person. That's what white people do. Or when the stock market falls, they throw themselves off of a building. That's what they do. We don't kill ourselves. We go down in a hell of fire before we sit up here and put the bullet in our heads. So that being said, I'm not trying to bring any heat on anybody else, but I find it to be quite admirable. I find it to be quite dignified and respectful what he did. That's nine of them motherfuckers, excuse me, that's nine people we don't have to worry about. So that being said, I have no problem with that. Then you wanted me to talk about the dragging in France. Was it you who put it up on my Facebook page, them sisters from Africa, them immigrants from Africa? It might have been Sister AK. I can't quite really remember who put it up on my page. But nonetheless, one of my evolutionary comrades put it up on my page, and I was watching it. And it was, for all those who have not seen it, let me explain to you what's going on. It was a protest in a suburb of France. It was African immigrants protesting. I think it was because of the housing conditions that they were living in, and it was unacceptable. So they had a peaceful, quiet protest, and they were sitting down, and these women had their babies wrapped on their stomachs and wrapped on their backs. And I'm going to tell you the most disturbing, it was two disturbing things in that video that made me cringe, and literally I let out a scream when I saw this one poor part, but the other part, it just literally just made me sick to my stomach because I lost a lot of respect. But one of the things that I saw was this, when the police were coming to, I guess, this band, this peaceful gathering, they started dragging these women, and they started tearing these women's babies off their backs and off their stomachs. And it was just crazy. And then this one lady, she was laying, this police officer, somehow she got knocked down, or she's laying down, and her baby is wrapped on her back, but you didn't see it at first. And so they started dragging her. And then all of a sudden you see the little baby being drugged too, or dragged also. So you see this little infant child, this little black baby in between his mother being dragged and concrete or cement. That's the part where I just let out a scream because I couldn't believe what I was actually seeing on camera. And the thing that made me so sick to my stomach is the black males, because they were not men. The difference between a black man and a black male. The black males that were there were literally holding the crowd back and backing up themselves. I'm thinking to myself, what kind of coward are you? Even me, being a female, I know I might get knocked out, but one of those police officers who dragged that woman with that baby, who she was in between, well, the baby was in between her and the concrete, would have felt my fist, my knuckles going across his face before he would have got to me. It was amazing. It was heart-wrenching. It was gut-wrenching. And this is what we're dealing with in 2010, and people think it's a joke, and people think that you can be on Facebook all day long asking each other, well, what are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing? I'm blacker than you. Now I'm blacker than black. Now I'm the blackest. Are you serious? This is not some kind of measuring contest. I got to leave certain words out. Measuring contest of who's blacker. Do the work. That's all that matters. To get in there, get in the trenches. You're going to bump your head. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. But you get up, you dust yourself off, and you keep on going. Get in there and just do the work. And stop complaining. Stop talking about, well, black people ain't going to do this. Well, maybe if you be the example, and as Godzulu used to always say, be that change that you want to see. Live that change. Be that change that you want to see in everybody else. So like I said, stuff like this, sister in Columbia, South Carolina, being railroaded by the system. You have a dragging in Newberry, South Carolina. You have the French police abusing and brutalizing our children. You have what happened down in Jasper to Mr. Bird. You have what happened in, I think it's Paris, Texas. You know, I mean, all this stuff is going on, and people still think it's a game and still think we have time to waste. I was talking to Brother Majestic one night, and I was telling him one of the things that I'm so serious about, we don't have a moment, a minute, a second, an iota of a second to waste any more on stupid stuff. We don't have a second to waste anymore. It's crunch time, people. State of emergency. What? I got some calls. Check this out. All right. To rest my mouth finally. 347-465, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Is this Newman?
Act like you don't know who this is.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
How you doing?
I already know what you're about to say.
What am I saying?
That's your revolutionaries for you. That's your black power for you. That's what you're about to say, right?
No, actually, I wasn't going to say that. I was actually, I'm more in a mellow mood tonight. You know, I was thinking maybe you thought that I sent you that to your site about because I called you and I text you about the thing in France with the black women.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
somebody like 2 days ago put it up on my page also, but I wasn't able to answer your text, so I do apologize and thank you for sending it to me also, because you can never have enough people sending you information. So thank you.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, like also the thing I think that was in Seattle. I think I told you where the girl got punched in the face by the white black males were standing around watching her get punched in the face, and they struggling with the white
yes.
cop. You know,
yes.
So this is an epidemic of.
But what did you call them though? You just said something. You said those black what?
Those black males.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling them black males?
Well, because they're not men. You know, those are you know, those are Negroes that's anatomically correct, but that's about it. You know, you're not a man because you're anatomically correct. You have to be a man being that you stand for something. The animal is anatomically correct. You know what I mean? An animal has a penis and a scrotum and testicles and whatnot. And what's supposed to make you different from an animal, be it male or female, is that you're, as a man, you're supposed to stand for something. And as a woman, a real woman, you're supposed to stand for something. You're supposed to stand on something higher, be it knowledge-wise or something more advanced in your way of thinking. That's what's supposed to separate you from the animal, because you'll never hear an animal referred to as a man. You'll hear animal referred to as a male, a male of the species, and you hear a man referred to as a male of the species is what separates you that as a man from the male and of an animal species is by what you stand for, how you think on a higher level, what you take up in your, you know, your daily struggles. So if you don't stand for nothing, then you're no different than these animals that's walking around here, because that's all a black man I've been reduced to anyway is eating, sleeping, going to the bathroom, I was about to use another word, and having sex. That's it, and having sex. An animal does that. And that's what the damn black woman I've been reduced to. She's been reduced to some low-life trash, just like the damn so-called black man. They've been reduced to that, your average black man and your average black woman. You understand? They don't
stand for that. And that's why you can allow this trash to happen when you don't define yourself as a man or you don't define yourself as a woman. One of my favorite avies I used to always use is this black woman holding the billy club of a police officer, and I'm talking about she socked the holy, you know what your mama used to tell you to do to people who mess with you on the school ground. She socked the holy you know what out of him, and they got a picture of that, and that's one of my favorite pictures, because even though, yes, that's typically a man's role to do that, but in a time of war, I don't care what your gender is. You know what I mean? I don't care what you were born with. All I want to know is, are you going to be there? Are we going to fight? That's all I want to know, you know? So when it comes down to it, you're right. We don't stand for something. That's why we're letting all this garbage happen to us.
And like
and
I said,
I have to say, a lot of us are letting it happen.
Well, this is all about, you know, freedom. Like I said, a lot of our people understand that they're caught up in captivity, and the people that claim that they want to be free, true freedom, like I say, working toward that, true freedom is this: give back everything. You remember the Jackson 5 movie, the Jackson movie, where they're showing them how they grew up and everything, the biography on the Jackson movie?
You broke up. What'd you say?
Remember the Jackson 5 movie?
The Jackson movie.
Yeah, the Jackson movie, the American story about the Jacksons, where, you know, they were showing them growing up, because I was speaking about freedom. Remember the Jackson movie? Remember the scene where Jackie came home? This is when the family was living in Gary, Indiana.
Yes. And the father, Joe, made him fight?
He said, no. He came home. He snuck in the house, and he said, what you doing sneaking in the house this way? What you coming in here late for? He said, I'm tired. He said, I'm tired of being around my brothers all the time. He said, I want to be free, Joseph. He said, you want to be free? He said, I want to be free. He said, he opened the window. He said, you free. He said, don't come back. Now, that was a hell of a thing to do. That means you can't be free up under another person's house. You understand? Our people say they want to be free, but they really don't want freedom. And like I said, that means you got to stand for something. So like I said, when you accept anything, expect anything. Okay? When you accept anything, expect anything. These people, they're going to deal with our people anywhere, no how. A lot of these guys and people like us, they claim they want the freedom. They just really want the white man. They just really want the white man of power to be to take their foot a little bit out, take their foot out, inch up out of their ass a little bit, not really take it all the way out.
Right.
To take it out a little bit, you know, because they really still think in the back of their mind that they can still, like, you know, oh, if I do this or if I get along and whatnot, if I try this, I could work within things better. They should be trying to work toward, if we would have been doing this 40, 50 years ago, working toward freeing ourselves collectively, even if we had to work jobs and stuff like to pool our money and freeing ourselves from the system and going somewhere, because the plan of Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, and all that could have been combined into one person to pool our money together and to leave here and start someplace else new. But a lot of our people don't want to pioneer nothing. They don't want to sacrifice nothing. Like I said, that's what I said about the thing with the Moors and all these people. They don't want to sacrifice nothing. They want freedom without sacrifice. You can't have that. You could call a white man a devil all day. But like I said, that's really subjective. You got to respect this shit in a sense, because why I say that is because, like I think I told you before, I don't know if I said it, I'm going to say it again, you get a different perspective when you think about it. These people killed for this land. They enslaved. They sacrificed. They owned for this land. So, you know, the whole key point all this was they sacrificed. I mean, they sacrificed their own for this shit. So how you going to expect to deal with these people and ask them for anything and you ain't sacrificed nothing?
That's right.
It's real talk.
Brother, guess what? Guess what? Check this out. And I want some Nubian to listen to me. Brother, I'm trying to get to you, but they're tampering with my internet. And I've already paid my cable bill, people. I don't want you to think I ain't done that. I'm tripping because it literally just knocked me off the switchboard, so you probably don't even see me in there anymore. The NBPP RTEC.
Okay.
So I just want to let people know that I'm not trying to be funny and not get to you. Really, I literally cannot access, and I don't know what the problem is.
Hmm.
You know, but that's Homeland Security for you, I guess.
You still on? Are you still broadcasting? Because I turned down the computer because they hear you. So, you know, are you still broadcasting online? No, stop.
Yeah, and I just turned on my TV, and my Skype is working. Somebody just came. People, I'm so sorry. My Skype is working. Somebody just came up on my Skype. I just turned on my TV and turned it back off real quick just to make sure. It's literally just my internet. And I can go to my phone because, like, I have one of those bundle packages to see if my phone is working. Yeah, my phone is working. And so, I mean, like I said, we pay our bills around these parts. So I do apologize to Nubian. Hold tight, babe. I'm going to get to you. And Brother Nubian, you go ahead and stay on the line with me and go ahead and tell me what you're doing. And let me ask you a question while I'm trying to get this in order. What do you say and what do you do to people, not do to people, what do you say to people who always are asking you, well, what are you doing?
I say state of mental.
Okay, well, what is the state of mental?
State of mental is the first black evolutionary movement of the 21st century for our people. And I said evolutionary movement. I say the first black intellectual movement, first environmental survivalist movement of black people in the 21st century, not based in none of the old movements in the past millennium, because our people have to move forward, and somebody has to step out on the right foot to move our people forward, stop dealing so much with the past and look to the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm back on. Thank you for filling up that time. Keep on talking, though, and Brother Son Nubian, I'll be with you in 1 second. Go ahead and finish your statement, bro.
www.thesom.info. That's the state of mental site.
Okay, let me say that again because you sound muffled. www.s is in Sam or state.
No,
thesom.
Oh,
the. Okay. thes is in Sam. O is in octopus. M is in Mary. .info. Go check him out. I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat room, too. Go check him out. Me and Brother Nubian have spoken in great length about the state of mental, and some things we fall out about and some things I'm right on board with him. He already knows how I am. So it's very interesting. If nothing else, it's interesting. And it's something new because, like I always tell people, none of this stuff, everybody is walking around looking at you with they looking down their nose at you as if they have the ultimate answer and how we can get free. But this stuff has been around since 1914 or 1913 or 19 whatever, 18 something or another. And we still, matter of fact, we're in a worse situation than we ever have been in.
Yeah.
Since slavery. And my thing is, if that hasn't worked, you might want to try something new, whether the state of mental works for you or not. You have to give big ups to this brother for being innovative and being really, really out there on the front line and doing his own thing and saying, yo, I'm not going to deal with any of this other stuff. I'm going to work with this, and I'm going to – this is how we're going to get free. And you got to give big ups, because that's exactly what Marcus Garvey and Elijah Muhammad and everybody else did.
Yes, thank you. I thank you for that. I thank you for saying that, because I come in the line of those great men who really were serious about the evolution of our people. You know, those people who really wanted to see our people, you know, move forward. And you, because you got a lot of our people who claim they do, but they really don't. You know,
right.
They really don't. And you have to understand that, see, because we ain't got time to play with people. You know, that's like I said, that's what I experienced when I did that panel discussion. It was games. I don't have time for games. And what I'm
right.
doing, I'm very serious about what I'm doing. Them people playing games, and they're gonna get a lot of people hurt. They're gonna get a lot of people. They're gonna waste a lot of people's time. You know, you understand? And that's you know, our people are becoming disillusioned, and they're becoming apathetic about our condition. So when the state of mental finally comes, you know, as the answer to all people's problems, and I stand on it, I say this is the true answer to all people's problems, because, you know, what the only thing that can get our people out of the condition is to outthink and outsource our way and outthink our way out, you know, beyond our obstacles, and that's any obstacle, even whether it be ourselves, whether it be Negroes that look like us, whether it be the white men, we have to outthink all of these obstacles and think our way past it. We haven't been doing it. We've been reacting instead of thinking. We've been following a lot of stupid things instead of thinking about, you know, making choices to follow something that's intelligent. You know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I appreciate you for calling in. And you know what, brother? I love you so much for all the support you have shown me and Brother mm-hmm. God Zulu. And you know, as long as you're supporting us, we're going to keep on supporting you. So thank you so much. And if you need any more information about what we were talking about earlier, just hit me up after 10 o'clock. Okay, babe?
Okay, definitely. Let you love the people speak. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, babe.
All right.
Peace. All right, we're going to take a call. He's been so patient. 314-915. Is this my brother's son, Nubian?
Yes, Sister Fasani. Dang.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. I didn't think I was going to get on the call tonight, man.
Man, that was the strangest thing. You know how, like, you're doing whatever it is you're doing, and then it just the screen goes blank, and it says Internet Explorer cannot connect.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I was like, dang, where'd she go? Because I was looking at the chat room, and I didn't see your little thing up there, and I was like, damn, what happened? But yeah, man,
yeah.
I wanna say a little something, man. I won't be too long, but man, I'm really pissed off right now, man. And you know what? I think a lot of people aren't. Our people aren't pissed off, and they should be. You see, because I haven't seen the video of the French policeman roughing up our African sisters over there. I haven't seen the video yet, but you know, I've been reading the comments on Facebook to that video, and
mm-hmm.
just reading the comments, man, really pissed me off because.
Mm-hmm.
We got some people, you know, they're saying, you know, like they're feeling sorry for him, and then they, you know, and they're saying that, oh, well, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. And I want to say we've been so desensitized, man. We've been so numb.
Yes.
It's like a shot in the arm, you know, just to numb us from the pain of the painful reality we got to deal with every day as black people or African people. You see,
yes.
So we got cone Negroes that stand around and they record the whole thing on this camera phone and they don't do anything about it. And so what I'm saying is, man, I was telling my sister just a little while ago, I said, when are we going to say enough is enough? I mean, even if we got to stand up with a damn butter knife against a tank, you know, I mean, something, man. We got to, you know, one day we got to say, man, I'm tired of this, man, and I want to do something about it. But, you know, we peek out the windows through the blinds and look, and we don't say anything, and this damn beast can run up in there and snatch our women and our children out, and he can stomp her on her head and stand over her in the middle of the street and then
right.
look around at us and look around at us like, who's next? Who wants some? You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
we got to
yes.
man up, man. We need to grow some balls and man up, man. I mean, you know, so if you're going to die
– It was a time, and I'm sorry to cut you off, brother, but it was a time,
yeah.
and This is something I got off of War on the Horizon website. And it sent chills down my spine when I read it. And everybody knows who War on the Horizon is affiliated
right.
Well, who created the founder of that irritated genie. There you go,
right.
The Southeast. And he was like, you know, it was a time we used to be the devil hunters. Now it seems like we're the devil. And that's real talk. We used to hunt these things, these entities. You see what I'm saying? Now
right.
We have become so complacent, and we have taken on so many of their attributes and characteristics that now we have outdone the devil in their devilish ways.
Exactly. I totally agree.
But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I just want to put that out there, man. I'm here, I'm in St. Louis, man. I just see that, at, you know, a lot of brothers, man, and we treat our women, our own women, just like the cracker treat us. So whatever he does to us, we do that. We fear him, so we do that to our own women, and that's sad, man. And, you know, and stuff
I want
like
you to
that,
say that on the loud horn.
Something
I want you to say
like
that on the loud horn, like really. I want everybody to hear that because it's. And but you
anybody?
Know what, brother? In all fairness, black women are not without fault either now, because we treat
right.
y'all. We'll treat our dogs, our little lap dogs, our little Yorkie terriers, and the little ankle biters. We'll treat them better than we'll treat our men.
Yeah,
you know,
so it
goes both ways.
Right. It does. We're all messed up around this, man. We're sick, man. We're all sick, all of us, black man and the black woman. But you know, I was gonna get on that, but I'm talking about some of our men out here, well, who's supposed to be men, but they, you know, like the brother said, they're males, and you know,
mm-hmm.
so we're treating our women just like the cracker treat us, man. You know,
mm-hmm.
so we're eating out of his hand, the palm of his hand, and then we expect our women to do the same thing. So I know our sisters are messed up too. So it's just we can't just place blame on one person, but we're all in this together, man. We're in this struggle together, man. We need to pull together and pull our resources instead of, you know, waiting for 50 years to get a damn African in the wilds. We should have been cleaning up our own hoods, man. Cleaning up
That's
our
right.
own neighborhoods. You know, you see
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? And pulling our resources instead of trying to fight to go in his damn restaurant where he's spitting in our damn coffee just so we can drink the motherfucker and feel good. You follow what I'm saying?
You know, I was watching a movie years ago. It was about, it chronicled a little small segment of the civil rights movement and the children really standing up. I can't remember the name of the movie. It escapes me right now, but that's really irrelevant to the story that I have to tell.
Right.
I think Jason Weaver played in this movie, if I'm not mistaken. But they were doing the whole little grassroots efforts and all this other stuff. And finally, they were able to sit. Him and his daddy were sitting at a counter, and they ordered some food out of a white person's, diner. Or I think they ordered some coffee, and they drunk it. They said, this is nasty. So basically, we have the best of everything. Black people bring flavor and color and life. We breathe life. We breathe life into this world. You know what I mean? We bring it all. So therefore, why are we sitting up here still begging for the scraps of these people who are bland, colorless, lifeless, no rhythm, no, they have nothing, but we are begging for their education. We're begging for their food. We're begging to drink. These people don't even wash their hands, and we want to drink out of the same water fountain as them?
Exactly.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
You know, when they came out with bottled water, you know, some years back, I was ecstatic. You know, because usually you have to walk around with one of those little containers or something or go to a water fountain. Not to take my bottle of water with me, as long as it has a cap on it, I'm good. You know, I don't have to touch that nasty water fountain because white men do not wash their hands. And when I work with some of these crackerists, they don't wash their hands either. I'm in the stall, and I hear the stall close and the door close. I'm like, hold on, something is missing out of this equation.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't hear
right.
any water or paper towel.
Right. You know, when I'm on the plantation and I'm in the bathroom with them, And then, you know, mm-hmm. they just come in there, they, you know, they drain the main vein and they walk out the door. They don't even wash their hands. And then they want to ask you to bring something to a potluck. God, you're out of your damn mind, man. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They want to ask you to bring something to a damn potluck. I said, nah, not me. You can exclude me. Get me out of that, man.
You know the history behind potluck?
They nasty, man.
Do you know the history behind potluck?
Now, go ahead and enlighten me, queen.
Oh, no, I don't either. I was asking.
Oh, nah. That's just something that they do at the office, man. I don't get involved in that. They bring food from the home. Yeah, I don't get involved in that, man. I don't eat from the nasty demons. Nah.
Yeah, I don't either. And plus, like I said, their food is not what, I mean, come, can we, and if I did, if I was so inclined to go ahead and eat some of their food, then I would have to have my Lawry's or my all seasoning with me or something, my Old Bay, some onion salt, something, you know, to flavor their food because it's just horrible.
Yeah, it's flavorless, it's watered down, it's nasty, man. You know, you go to one of their establishments, and you can just take the difference, man, and you go to one from, you know, in the hood, you know.
The ones in the hood, because you out in St. Louis, and I graduated from Lindenwood University. The ones in the grimiest part of the hood, the grimiest parts of the hood, right?
Yeah.
See that best food, don't it?
Yeah. Oh, man, I agree 100% with what you just said. Yes. As a matter of fact, I know one now. You know, it's like a little small. It's
go
a
ahead.
Small little,
bump them up. What's the name of it?
It's called Celebrities. Called Celebrities. It's on. It's in St. Louis. It's on West Florissant Avenue. And
okay.
Man, they got some really good food there, man. It's it's black owned, and they got some really good food there. But you can taste the difference, though. And it's just when you go to those white establishments, man. The food is it's flavorless. It's just, you know, it's kind of runny,
they're
watery.
They're flavorless.
Yeah, man.
They're watery. They're flavorless, watery, they watery or whatever the word is. They look, brother, I'm with you 100 grand. They if black people could get it in their mind, and I'm even talking about us within the conscious community, and I need to tell someone something real quick if you don't mind, brother. 626, I'm getting to you, babe. I'm getting to you, but I gotta speak on this with Sun Nubian real quick. If we could just get it in our brain, even in the conscious community, that we do not need them. If we can follow the steps of Lady Aset, ancient consciousness, brothers like On Point for Equal Justice Coalition, brothers like Job, brothers like, you know, Baba Tunji is in here. That's my Baba. That's my mentor right there. You know, if we can follow these people and make sure we have our own resources and we keep, you make sure that black dollar goes through the community or through black hands 5 to 7 times before it leaves our community, we never, ever have to worry about anything. I mean,
right.
It's really simple, but people make it seem like it's really hard. Brother, let me explain something to you, right? And I said this on another show. I can't remember exactly which one, or I might have been talking to somebody. I talk so much, you know, it's like whatever. Stuff starts merging together. But, you know, I think it was me and Brother Majestic and Sister AK on the phone, and we were talking, and I was saying something like, you know, if you're about to go into foreclosure or whatever, a white person can come to your house and say, hey, I can be your magical cracker. You know, I can save your house. Just give me $3,000-$4,000, and you'll do it without looking over the contract. You'll sign your name to an organization that you haven't checked out with BBB, you haven't Googled, you haven't done anything, but because this magical cracker came at the right time, sounding like a cracker, looking like a cracker, and acting like he knows what he's talking about, you'll give it to him. But sisters who will ask you for $5, you want a whole damn dissertation on why they want your $5.
All those questions, man. And, you know, we got that white savior complex. You know, when we are in need, we need help, you know, we always look to him for him to help us out, man. I think that we ought to come up with an organization that come to our aid of our women and our families who are in need, you know. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like a depot where we can distribute.
That's what they're doing. They're doing a community.
Food.
It's called the Community
right.
Fund.
Okay, good. And you know, and another thing, I got a solution that I like to drop before I get off the line. I know you got another call.
Please.
because a lot, all the brothers out here, and some of the sisters, they can do this too. I think that we ought to, if you know a single mother, if you know a single mother who has children and she's raising them on her own, I would advise brothers and sisters to get out here and just volunteer your help to help these sisters out, because there are a lot of them out here, and they're doing it on their own. And, you know, some of them are semi, you know, sleep. They're in a semi-slumber state. Some of them, you know, they're just totally dead. But, you know, we got to get out here and let's get to these babies, man, because, I mean, that incident what happened in France, that's a prime example of they don't give a damn about our babies over there, man. So we really need to get to them. We really need to get to them. So
I mean, Iona Jones.
That's like
I mean, come on
right
now.
Yeah. Oh, the 7-year-old? Yeah, well, you know what?
Yes.
I'm looking for, where's our DOD? We need a DOD. Where's the Department of Defense, man? We need our own, man. So that
right.
Stuff like that, it should have, Detroit should have been in flames right now. But it's
Detroit. Right.
Too damn scared, you see? So that's my solution,
that's
man. It's an easy fix. I mean, we just get out here and we just got to do the work, man. It doesn't cost that much, just a little time and energy. You agree?
I agree 100%. And brothers, I hope y'all heard Brother Sun Nubian's clarion call to each and every one of you, ranging from 100 to 10. If you see, this is what Brother Nubian just said, Sun Nubian just said, if you see a single woman out here struggling, trying to make it, especially if she got boys, it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls, volunteer your help to that sister. Help her with her groceries or help her with her son's math homework or whatever the situation is, or just be there. Just drop
right.
by to make sure she's okay so they can see a strong black man who's loving on their mother, but not in that sexual kind of way. This man really has true, genuine love, concern, and care for his sister. Brother, I love you so much, and thank
That's
you.
Right. I love you too, sister. Call in. Hey, I'll be calling in every Wednesday to check the bill with you, all right?
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear.
All right,
Pete. All right, 626-399, you on the air. How you doing?
Hotep, this is Person. This Person Kid.
Hey, is this Person Kid?
I just love what I hear when I hear brothers and sisters that are doing what Africans should do. It's, you know, you guys just fill me with joy when I hear you.
Yes, thank
Basically,
you.
Brothers, and especially, you know, those of us who are already awake, now, we know it's going to be an arduous journey trying to wake up the males, you know, so, you know, we might have to cut the fat. You know, some of them want to wake up. They're going to have to pull the weight. Sisters need more than right now. And as a commodity trader and an investment advisor and, you know, deeply involved in both the entertainment and financial industry, right now the war has elevated beyond all measures against black sisters, okay? So right now, if we want to be around for much longer, and only because we have information most people don't get. If what you saw in France is just a microcosm of what's about to happen in other diasporas. So when we say we're at war, and I'm glad you brought up the you know, what Irritated Genie had on, and you know, because Irritated Genie, I'm always going to be a supporter of PKV, War on the Horizon, Our Cause.
Mm-hmm.
When he said we're not supposed to be like devils, we're supposed to hunt them.
Yes.
We're going to start having to take that as a very literal sense. Okay?
Yeah.
A very
oh,
literal sense.
Preach.
And a very physical sense. Okay? Every
mm-hmm.
day I wake up, I say, is this going to be the day? And what I'm talking about is this going to be the day. I don't care about my possessions. I don't care about what I eat. What I care about is a black man, we're at war. When I say, is this going to be the day? Is this going to be the day when I kill a bunch of them? And how many and who and where and when? Every day a black man should wake up with that thought on his mind, because we're fighters. It's not about hate. It's not about any. It's about trying to get rid of something that does not, that should not exist. Trying to get rid of something that molested everything from the atom to outer space. It is our job, if we want our sisters and our children to maintain on this planet, you have to ask yourself, is this going to be the day? Is this going to be
mm-hmm.
the day you're going to tear down buildings, knock planes out the sky, you know, run up and kill a few thousand pigs, whatever it takes? You're going to have to at least have that in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. Maybe one day it'll manifest, but as long as you have that, you have a military mindset. You have a soldier, an African, a Zulu, or whatever you want to call it. You have a mindset of protecting your future, about protecting Africans all around, women in particular, children in particular. But I just wanted to give you with that, Sister Simon. I know it's quite loquacious, and I know it's very it's a shocker to most black males and even black men, because a lot of us are afraid to say that. We're afraid to say, I mean.
Actually, no, brother. Maybe you don't know what show you're on. You're on the official radio show of New Black Panther Party. That's number one. Number two, when you have people like Jah staying elevated, and you have people, brothers like On Point and elders like, you know, Baba Tunji, I see he had to leave or whatever, but, you know, people like that, Baba Tunji helped irritated Genie along his path. So when you have people like that in the chat room and who are listening, you are preaching to the choir. These brothers are not those black males that we saw backing up in France. These are black men who are actually listening to this show. Not saying that they're the only black men out here, but trust me, this is no shock value. This is sentiments that are ringing out in our in the closed rank. You have your unconscious community, you have your semi, I want to, you know, burn incense and be a bohemian, listen to, Bob Marley kind of revolutionaries. Then you have your serious ones. Your serious ones who wake up every day. How can I help Mama Africa? How can I practice some kind of race responsibility today? Who and how many, like you said, do I have to take out? How many can I take out? These are things that we all think about. So what you're saying is not shock value at all. It's beautiful, and it gave me goosebumps to know that, hey, you're in our midst, and you're on our side, and I love you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. I mean, you bring life just hearing your voice, hearing an African woman's voice. It makes me want to fight. Some folks might say it's martyrdom. I just say it's common sense. I can't wait to meet my maker. But I want to do it on my terms. I want to do it with taking and washing my hands with the blood of those who have destroyed us. That is, I live for that every single day. That's what I breathe. I was at a round table with African males and men, and I said, I want to hear you guys. I said, do you want to kill a cracker? And only one said, sure. That's the fear that they've put into us. Not only do I want to kill one, but I want to do it now. I want to do it tomorrow. I breathe it, eat it, sleep it, only because it's a military mindset of protection, of survival, of progress. In order for us to progress, we have to move all obstacles. We have to move those that try to put obstacles in our way. That's common sense. It's, you know, and the only way you're going to do it, whether you have to give your life and take a few, hey, bottom line. But it's just to show you the innate fear that even those of us who are very, very, you know, we might have that burning desire of saying, you know, of you know, trying to outdo the you know, to destroy the oppressed. We might have that desire, but we can't bring it to us because we can't be true to ourselves. And that's the thing that I think that separates the black male from the black man. Every day.
And you know what?
Man,
I got to call you out, though. I have to call you out, brother, because you had called into the drop squad, and I was so thrown back and floored by your presence. And your resolve and your just straight tunnel vision when it comes to the love of your people, that I told you to get at me. And you never did. I never got a friend request, anything. You and I, brother, you say, oh, I'm new to BTR. I don't care now. You're not new now. You need to get at me on BTR or on Facebook. I'm not hard to find. You can find me through Lady Offset. You can find me through Majestic Love Power. You can find me through Fasami Akinkunle. That's my name, Fasami Akinkunle. You can look me up, befriend me. We need to build. I love your spirit, bruh.
Oh, I love our family. You know, I see the I see the angst from all the different, you know, because I am kind of new to, you know, how to use Blog Talk, but I'm learning and I'm loving it. But what I feel I'm listening to program after program, and I hear the same message. I hear the same angst, and then I look and I say, what happened during Ida B. Wells? What happened with Sojourner Truth? What happened? I mean, you know, Amy Garvey. And then I start thinking to myself, my mom, my grandmom, your mom, and I start thinking, wow, where's the disconnect? What has happened? What is wrong? A Palestinian five-year-old, and I saw this happen, Palestinian five-year-olds were being marched at gunpoint for throwing rocks, and they weren't marched and head with their heads down and, you know, oh, they're going to get us. They were marched with this indignant, like, yeah, I got you. And these were little Palestinians that didn't even care, because they knew they were going to be right back doing the same thing, because that is not about hate. It's about common sense. It's about, we got to protect our mothers and our wives and our children and my sister and my aunt. And when I saw that, I said there was a disconnect between that and Negroes out there with rims, a disconnect between that and Negro preachers, or even those that have debates. Okay, the debating about spirituality and my pyramids are better than your Islam. There's a whole different disconnect between that and a child that just puts it in his hand and says, I might not be around. I've only been on this planet for 5 years, but I'm going to try to stop a tank with a rock, with a slingshot. That right there, until black men or black males become black men and say, we willingly want to give our lives to take out as many as possible. Until we do that, then 20, 30, 50 years from now, somebody will be saying the same thing I'm saying right now and saying, well, yeah, man, they're doing this and they're doing this. Insanity, and this cracker, I think he stole it when he said this. Insanity is doing the same thing twice and expecting different results. But that's common sense. You know, black males must become black men, and black men, if for lack of a better term, people want to call it that, must become martyrs. If
right.
We want our sisters to Sami to inherit the world.
You just sent chill bumps through my body. Thank you, brother, person. Listen, person, kid, do me a favor. And I'm gonna go ahead and put it in the chat room so it'll be easier for you. Look this name up on Facebook and send me a friend request and a message saying that I just put it in there for Sami Akinkunle. Send me a friend request and let me know that you are the person, kid, and I'll go ahead and accept you. I hope you don't, and I probably already know, you don't have any white friends on your Facebook, or I don't deal with people like that. If you got white friends, I can't mess with you, you know? So
I'm going to send you what I can. It's going to come from a different name, because, like I said, one who wants to give his life, we want to make sure that everyone else is protected.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you so much for your support, and I will see you next Wednesday, okay?
All right, Hotep.
Hotep. All right, we have another call. 515-779, you're on the air. How you doing?
Black power, sister. How you doing today? This is Brother Jamaica Muhammad.
Hey, black power, Brother Muhammad. You know I love you and your queen's energy spirit. Tomorrow,
yes, ma'am.
He be going hard. Y'all like tag team people. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody say. I got Sister on three-way with me.
How you doing,
so,
Sister
you know,
Tamara? I'm doing fine. Black power. Black power.
Yes, yes, ma'am. That brother right there, he took the words out of my mouth. Brother was speaking the truth. You know, sister, one of the biggest things, I think the issues that we need to learn how to do is stop using this term revolutionary so loosely, because you have all these brothers and sisters that saying they're revolutionaries but don't know the real meaning of that word. Malcolm X said it best. He said a revolution is bloody. And he said the only revolution that's not bloody is the Negro revolution.
Exactly.
And you got these brothers and sisters out here that's, I'm a revolutionary, I'm this and that and other, but really don't know what they're saying. And I think that we have to just somehow build some programs to get the fear out of the black man, because it seems that all these things that keep happening to us over and over and constantly, we go right back to sleep. We get angry, but we go back to sleep. We get angry, but we don't want to pick up our guns and ride on this cracker. This man, this white beast does all kinds of things to us. And if you look on the Gaza Strip, if you look in the Middle East, those brothers and sisters out there are fighting for their lives. Kids, women, children, everybody's putting in on it to fight the devil. And it's like
you cannot win a war. You cannot win a war against the people. And see, We already knew this from the battle over in Vietnam. You cannot win a war against a people who are not afraid to die.
Exactly.
And I feel like, sometimes I feel like, until I heard brothers speak, I feel like I'm a lone soldier. That, you know, I'm military-minded and bound and ready. I'm not really with all the speeches. I'm not really without, you know, it's good and to uplift our people, but how much talk are we going to do? When are we really going to stand up? And when a sister gets, or a brother gets dragged, when are we really going to do something to catch this beast's attention? And, you know, if we look at the numbers, they really are the minority, even though they have the power of weapons and so forth, but we have the numbers. And we need to get that fear out of us and get ready and really get ready to roll on. It's good to start programs. It's good to do this and that and other, but when are we going to have a black army that's ready? When are we going to have a black police department that's going to police the police, the pigs?
You need to give a brother on point. You need to give a brother on point. He's Majestic Love Power on my friend's page. Both of you, Jamaica Muhammad, brother on point, I know you hear me. Brother Majestic, if you see a friend request from Jamaica Muhammad and his queen, Tamara Muhammad, please accept their friend request. Y'all two, y'all need to talk, because that's exactly, see, that's why we're here at the Black Power Radio Show, because we're putting resources and we're connecting that those dots on that web. You have a spirit, you have something in mind, you have what it is. He's trying to get 10,000 men strong in each and every city. You know, so my thing is to have our own army. We don't need your army. We are already, look, get at that brother. He's an elder. Well, some people might say, I'm 33, so I really don't look at him as an elder, but he's older than some of us around here, you know. And he's really methodical in his thinking. He's a precision thinker. So therefore, you need to get at this brother on Facebook so y'all can exchange whatever it is that y'all need to exchange, and get at him, because he's thinking the same way. We do need our own army, and we do need our own schools, our own hospitals, our own everything. Everything. We need to totally separate ourselves. People, this whole look. Whether you're scared or whether you're not scared, that's not going to stop the cracker from banging on you and your children and your women and your men. It's not going to stop it. So you can either be scared and do nothing and let them bang and die a thousand deaths, or you can get up here, man up, or get your big girl panties on and get out here and fight and only die but one.
Exactly.
But when you get to the board
the
of your ancestors,
aware that we,
you don't have to, huh?
I said, the white man's already aware that we're scared. It's only evident that a whole of the black nation is scared, but you got to wake up. You know, if you can be only scared for so long. You can, if you beat an animal in a corner every single day, one day that animal is going to attack you. So we've been beaten, we've been raped, we've been murdered. Now it's time to stop. It's madness. And the sisters, I feel so sorry for the sisters, because not too many strong black men are standing up and be like, you know what, enough is enough.
Well, we got you. We got you. And your queen got you. I'm sorry, queen. Go ahead.
I want to add on to that. Like on Facebook, we have the Nation of Islam, Nation God and God's Nerve. We got the, you know, people that study Kemet. We got the Hebrew Israelites and the Moors and all that. We can bicker and threaten each other, but as soon as a white man comes up to us, we don't got, excuse my language, shit to say. We don't have nothing.
No, you don't have to
say.
Excuse your language, because I'm going to give you a prime example of what this sister is talking about. But before I give give everybody a prime example of what this sister is talking about, I'm going to say, brother, we have men like you. We have men like Person Kid, who just called in. We have brothers like Azulu, Sean Kwali, all brother DK. We have all these strong, testosterone-filled brothers who are ready. All y'all need is y'all marching orders. That's it. So, you know, it's gonna be okay. Just get with them. You already in the right organization. And get with Brother Majestic. It's gonna be all right. That's number one. Number two, sister, to further give you some more ammunition. When you talk about all those particular religious sects bickering amongst one another, here a cracker Arab who says he's a cracker Arab, who says, well, I'm with the Nation of Islam, as if that's going to give him an excuse go in after our sister, real sister, Aisha Sekhmet, in an open
right.
letter. Who are you, Ray Higgins? Who are you? Who are you to give anybody an open letter? You ain't even put in enough time and enough work to give anybody an open letter to anything. You know, but you know what? You got us who are blinded by these religious texts and these religious doctrines who are sitting up here saying stuff like, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Yeah, I think we need to chop her head off. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You a black man talking about you going to chop off this single mother's head and roll it down the street. That's what you're saying, huh? Instead of defending her, instead of saying, wait a minute, this was after the interview when she said something about Farid Muhammad or whatever she said that they didn't like, you know, and you're going to give out an open letter without her. I mean, but this is a cracker in his true cracker form coming in to cause dissension and strife amongst the ranks. My thing is, I don't care, cracker, what you cloak yourself in, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, whatever you say that you are, the number one allegiance you have is to that non-melanated skin that you have, period. So that's all they're doing is causing dissension. So I just wanted to further give you more ammunition, sister, when it comes to us bickering amongst one another. But instead of checking this cracker and saying, hold up, white boy, hold on. Assalamu alaikum. I'm about to knock the meat out your taco. You keep talking about our sister.
But see, sister, you know, it's a good point that you brought that up. The brother says that he's an Arab and a white and half white. So he calls himself half original, but he says, I am black. And he done used like a magician's trick and done fooled all these fools
yes.
into thinking that he is black to where now
yes.
everybody is on his side, riding with him, looking at him as he's a black man. And,
yes.
and when you use and using the disguise of a dark-skinned black woman as a wife, that's backing him up on every move, everybody's looking at it like, okay, well, he's a brother, but he's not a brother. He's half original, meaning he's half devil, which means he is devil because he's Arab. And the Arab is nothing but two or three shades from being a devil themselves.
But
so it's really
if
a shame that...
If y'all have ever read just one book that you need to answer a whole lot of questions, not you personally, anybody who's listening, and I know I'm preaching to the choir with the 17 listeners in the chat room, and I got to take another call after this. But the bottom line is the only one book that you really just really have to dig through, and it breaks it all the way down, like really all the way down. This man gave 18 years of his life to this one book. It's Dr. Chancellor Williams, The Destruction of Black Civilization. That's only one book, people. Get dredged through the first four chapters, you're in for a treat. I mean, I'm not going to lie. The first four chapters had my eyes bleeding like, oh, my God, this is so boring. But I dredged through it because I wanted to get to the jewels. And I got to the jewels, and he explained how these Arabs who y'all call y'all brothers are not your brothers. Y'all talk about the secret relationship between blacks and Jews. Let's talk about the not-so-secret relationship between these Muslim Arabs and the black Muslims or the blacks. In Africa. You see what I'm saying? Now they're black Muslims because those were the first ones that conquered them. And what they didn't finish, them Anglo-Saxon Judeo-Christian mofos came in and wiped us off the face of the earth. So when it comes right down to it, you sitting up here talking about you half original because you're Arab. You're nothing but a camelback, unibrow, hairy towel head wearing. And I ain't trying to be derogatory. I hope nobody took that as a racial epithet. You ain't nothing but a towel head wearing white boy. And then you're going to sit up here and say you're half white? No, you're white and white. So you're 100% white is what you're telling me. But people hear what they want to hear. I'm through on my little tangent.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to let you go ahead and get the next call, Black Power and Death to the Cracker. You take care, sister.
You too, brother. And thank you so much, Sister Tamara, for calling in with your king.
Thank you. Black power.
All right. Black power. People, before I get to the next call, I want to say something about Sister Tamara and Brother Jamaica. That is the true personification of black love right there. And I did not get to the question of what are you doing, because I already technically know what they're doing. They really, literally, both of them got their boots on the ground. And I know they're working personally. Even from last night, I know that they're working. So my thing is, when it comes right down to it, they are the personification of unity. He rose with his queen, and she rose with her king. And it's just so beautiful to watch them interact with one another. It's a beautiful thing. So I am going to get to my next call. I think I've already taken that 678 number. And okay, let me see. 601-540, you're on the air.
Hello, sister.
Hey. Hey, Brother Fianchi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine.
Well, let me ask you a question, brother.
All right, I'm ready.
How old are you?
17.
What are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm not going to make any excuses, you know what I'm saying? I ain't a part of no particular movement, but what I try to do is, like, and it ain't really been fruitful lately, but I try to share with other black people my age, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, Pan-Africanism, Dry Squad. You know, I try to refer them to a couple of sites and tell them how I feel, and I usually get called crazy, but I be like, you know, what the hell with it, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hurt to try, you know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? I go to an interracial school now where, you know, where it's like, oh, like 55% white, and, you know, these kids, they've been going to school with cracker kids since, you know, kindergarten. So they ain't grow up like I grew up, because I grew up in all black neighborhoods up until now. So I try to share with them the knowledge, and, you know, they just look at it, you know, they laugh at it and stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying? So, and then I try to.
But you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot. I'm going to tell you why you're doing a lot, brother. You know, I know you personally, and I'm going to tell you why you're doing a lot. First of all, you're 17. You don't know what I was doing at 17. I was wilding out. Straight up, I was wilding out. And this quote-unquote black stuff and this black consciousness and black revolution was the furthest thing from my mind. The fact that you are not falling into any of the statistics, the fact is anybody who will listen to you, you are giving them information. The fact is you are one of the most active and popular members on the Drop Squad. And for all those who don't know what the Drop Squad is, www.thedropsquad.com. No more Ning, just www.thedropsquad, just like the movie, Spike Lee's movie, thedropsquad.com. You're one of the most active and popular members on there. You're constantly researching. You're constantly reading. You're constantly elevating yourself and getting the knowledge that you need to get. So when you turn 18 and you graduate next year in June and you go off to college, you're equipped and you're going into, regardless if it's a HBCU or just a straight-up traditional institution, you are equipping yourself with the knowledge and a conscious mindset to go in there and study that information that they're giving to you that was originally from our people to begin with from a black African-centered viewpoint. You're going to have your black African-centered eyeglasses on, and that's a beautiful thing. So what you're doing, it's more than what a lot of people twice your age are out here doing. So don't say you're not making any excuses and that you're not doing anything, because you're doing more than most.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's all I got to say. At 17, son Nubian, exactly. I was wild too, brother. So this little brother on the line right now, if he's coming to a city near you, I'll let anybody who's on my friend list, who I'm associated with, I'm not going to say where we think he's going, where I'm pushing for him to go. But if it is, he'll be okay where I think he's going to go. But if he's coming to a city near you, I will be contacting you so you can take him up under your wing and cultivate, feed, nourish, nurture, and grow this beautiful, beautiful flower we have in our midst. Because, like I said, everybody in the chat room wilding out like 17. Oh, my God. You know, like, really, who's on this at 17? So thank you so much, Brother Fianchi. And like I said, don't you ever say you ain't doing nothing, okay?
All right.
Hey, you talk to Brother Ross. You okay?
I talked to him the other, like, I think 2 days ago, and he was doing fine. But I haven't spoken to him, you know, lately. I used to call him on the weekend when he ain't working or nothing like that.
Yeah, you tell him he need to be calling into the show.
Okay.
All right, I love you, bro. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power. Check that out, Black Power, 17 years old. Gotta love him. All right, 910-709, you're on the air. 910-709. Hello? All right, peoples, we got to get it together. I mean, I think I've already taken this phone call, but I see their hand is still up. 678-768, you're on the air. All right, they hung up. All right, so this has been an eventful night. I'm loving it. I'm loving the feedback. I'm loving the support. I want to thank everybody because at the beginning, and now I got my second win. Now I want to go another hour. I got my second win, people, because it's like, oh, goodness, getting into the whole routine of it after, like I said, dealing with these crackers one-on-one, because I'm going to tell you the truth. In my personal life, I limit my contact with them. If I'm not paying my rent, if I'm not paying my GPU, if I'm not paying my cable or whatever the case is or my car note, then I don't deal with them at all, period. I don't have them as my friends. I don't have them as my friends on Facebook. I don't have them as my friend on other sites. They don't come to my house. I don't know them. And, you know, I only deal with them on a need-to-deal basis. So having to deal with them today was just so draining because it's like, are you really that demonic? Are you really that savage to be doing this to a sister? So I appreciate all of you for sticking in there with me and giving your sister the support, love, and comfort she needs. I appreciate all of y'all. This is what Black Love is about, trust and believe. All right, 720-620, can you turn down your radio? You're on the air.
Peace, family. Hey, sis, this is Lady Offset. How you doing?
Lady, how are you, sweetie?
Good.
Okay, first
on?
Of all, let me tell you something. You don't be in my chat room talking about your child needs some sneakers, some daggone Nikes.
Single mother, so, you know, I had to put my damn in. I knew that was going to be a line coming, so let me
get you got real quiet, right? Like, we can go to Payless and get him some of them little Sesame Street character gym shoes, but, you a mess. What's up, mama?
Nothing. I want to, of course, say congratulations. What a wonderful show this has been. Big love to all the family who's calling in and checking in. I think it is so necessary for us to ask the question, what are you doing, and prove it so that we know that these people aren't talking. You already know how I feel about this. Like, it's time to start holding people accountable. So I love just the fact that people...
And you know, I've been talking about you and Sister AK since the beginning of the show. Everybody who's been listening to me since the beginning of the show, this is Lady Offset, the sister that I was telling y'all about when, like, I was telling them that, you know, we will give thousands away to a cracker, but sisters who's asking for $5 to help benefit us, you want a whole long dissertation and thesis statement on where the money is going and who the money is going to. So my thing is, people, this is a sister that I've been telling them about. Go ahead and plug that community fund once again.
It's the community fund. Well, what has happened is we saw two needs. Okay, the first need was that, y'all, this is community accountability. We rose a total of $50. Okay, we've been doing this for 14 days. There's no reason why we should only have $50. Okay, AK has very, very clear visions of what she knows is necessary just by her observation for the community. So we have now gone ahead, and I have gone back to taking over just the elder part of the fund, and she will do active money, which will go to the schools, which will go to whatever, but we need to start maintaining the elders as well. So with that being said, Sister Fasani was in this conversation, and she was the one who said, what the hell, What is $45? $45 as of last night. I got one more person to give. No, it was hers. You gave another donation to make it a $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, what are you doing? That's all we need to know. What are you doing? If you're not giving $5 to New Black Panther Party, the Community Fund, or the Elder Fund, we need to know, we need to have a checkpoint of what's going on and who's doing what. Because
and who's really serious.
Right. Because this is getting, I'm going to tell you, Sister AK called me last night after we were doing the accounting and stuff, and we both were just, we're exhausted. Okay, because when I had the Elder Fund, it was just the sisters contributing, okay? Mm-hmm. Then we joined forces for the sake, okay, well, let's get people excited. Let's get the word out. Let's do this in unison. Now we have to go separate again because the response still is not there. We're exhausting, okay? It is draining. It is having to, y'all have to, it's just $5. It's not even a pack of Newport. I mean, it's come on. And then for the people who do contribute, it puts more pressure on them because I know for myself, I contribute on the monthly, and it made me say, dang, is this all that she raises? Because this is the first time that I've actually seen the money go into the fund, and I'm like, damn, is this all she gets? Do I need to up my money? And I can't do it. Y'all know I need Nikes for my kids. So, you know, we gotta figure out, like, how are we going to hold these people accountable? And more so, again, I think we need to take the power of our economics and say, if you don't contribute to the community, we will not support you. If you're in
That's
the community, then we need to start going ahead and boycotting places like Pepsi and Coca-Cola and all of these big corporations who got big old campaigns.
Josh staying elevated. He just donated to the Elder Fund. So when you get a chance, give it about 10, 15 minutes because you know how funky it was when I told you. I said, hold on, wait a minute, lady. I donated twice. Where's my other one?
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Give it a couple of seconds before you go check it. But he just said in the chat room, he just donated to the Elder Fund.
And that's what we need. That's what we need. And all of us with shows, we should be talking about these funds. We should be saying all of this stuff. And, y'all, not just the community and Elder Fund, New Black Panther Party, they need to, even if you're not a member, for what they do for the community, if you call, I'm telling you, I witnessed it myself for one of the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They call, these are our foot soldiers. We need to make sure that they got food in their tummy. We need to make sure that when they go out, there's enough food to go get them dinner while they out in the street. Something needs to start. We have to start holding everybody accountable. You know, we paying for internet, so I know you got money. So I know you got $5 to spare. And that's a total of $15 of giving a month. And I'm telling
right.
you, when you give, you receive. I'm saying
you feel
no
good.
To,
you feel good. You feel good. You feel like you have just gave yourself a pedicure, or you've gone to the beauty salon, a barbershop. You just invested in yourself. And the return, like I said earlier today, the ROI, the return on investments, since a lot of people like those European terms, you know, the return on investment, it's phenomenal. Right now, I know that if I needed $20 to keep my phone on, guess what? I might not have anything in my bank account, but I can go to Sister AK. Sister AK, I'm about to forward you my T-Mobile bill, or I'm about to forward you my Comcast bill, or whatever it is. I don't know if it's Time Warner. My Time Warner bill, and I need help. And she can help me because I've donated and I don't have to go through all these cracker institutions or payday loan or cash advance or First American to get what I need to get done. And I want y'all to look, when y'all do those cash advances, I want you to look at the interest rate. These young ladies are not asking you for an interest rate that is like 100 and something percent or whatever the case may be. They're just asking you to put back the money you took out.
And Sophie's being humble right now, but she also started one for the New Black Panther Party, and that needs to be supported as well. I mean, wherever we see somebody who you got to give, you have to give. You can't just, it's your time, money, effort, spirit, emotion, all of that. That's revolutionary. If you got, I mean, that's not even the cost of your manicure. That's not even the cost of your pedicure. That's not even $15. I know we can spare people. I know we can't stop going to the movies. It's not like we ain't got a black bootleg man in every single city. Go get the bootleg movie, and instead of going to the movies, put your $15 there. We got to start spending more wisely so that we have.
Where is the Elder Fund located at, sister? Because people are asking about the Elder Fund.
The Elder Fund is now is back in my hands. So the Elder Fund.
So it's Visions Pack.
Yeah, Lady at Visions Pack. Yep, put it there. And I will make all the announcements. We are now raising funds for Dr. Sabi. I have a client who needs Dr. Sabi's services. I would like to present the money to him on her behalf so she can get her services because she needs healing bad, but she can't afford it.
Okay.
So I would like to raise the money to at least get her started into that program.
Right. That's right.
And we can't be dormant because people have a chat room with 200 people in it. That does not. What are you doing with the 200 people? We can put five. Tell your listeners to get $5. It's not that hard. All these people with these large followings, y'all, we got to stop supporting people who are not supporting the community, and all they have is product. That is selfish, that is robbing, that y'all ain't doing nothing but Creflo Dollar, okay? You ain't doing nothing but
I'm going to go ahead and call them out. I'm going to go ahead and call them out tonight because I'm just in a real cantankerous mood. You know, we're talking about the Sarnettas. The people who are sitting up here talking about grown men talking about suck each other's you-know-what. Hold on, stop right there. Before I can even listen to any of this stupid argument you two are having on the phone with the queen in your presence, I'm going to go ahead and stop right now because you're a grown man talking about suck my, huh? That's not African, dude. That's really just so non-African. You have all, you're trying to rip people off on the wholesale. You're trying to make $1,500 off of a wholesale. I mean, honestly, people, we have to stop it. The Creflo Dollars of the conscious community, the T.D. Jakes of the conscious community, you're getting, for real, it's a new breed of people coming up. It's a new breed of people who are thinking for themselves, who are not following. They may be aligned or associated or in a particular organization and love their leaders, but they think for themselves. It's a new breed of people coming up, and we're not sheep, and we're not going to follow you into a slaughtering house. So therefore,
keep giving us the information, but when you give us the information, you need to be saying, I'm doing this, and what I'm vending, I'm putting a percentage back into my $15, you can count me in every single month. And, y'all, it's not that hard. PayPal is not that hard to deal with. You might not get a receipt or something, but if you can get it, and it will show up. Okay? That's all we need. Or send it. Send it. Whatever makes you, whatever floats your fancy. Do what you got to do. But we have to start in the accountability. That's why I love Sasami. She ain't afraid to say, you know what, this is who it is. This is what it is, and this is how it's going. And we have to start holding people accountable because I don't care about the information that you're giving me because I can Google it just as well. You're not doing anything new under the sun. I can Google the stories. I can do all of that stuff, sit in front of Facebook, see all the posts that you're doing. But what are you giving back to the community? That's my question.
Not when you got a new car every other 4 or 5 months. Not when you're getting rich off the emotions of your people who are really, truly genuine in this. I will call you out each and every time, and I can give a good, and you can quote me in this in the chat room because I see y'all laughing at the cantankerous. I can give a good flying front porch about who you are or what you do. When you are raping, and that's exactly what you're doing, you're raping your community. You're raping the emotions of people who have already been raped and molested, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, and everything else. When you're doing that and you think that you can get away with it, I have to draw a line in the sand and say you cannot align yourself with the conscious community. Not with me, not on my watch. You can't do it. So this is what I'm talking about. We need to start closing ranks. Now, I understand we all come And sister, I need to qualify this and give my disclaimer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I understand we all come with our niggerisms, okay? Because we were born here, black in America, all right? So, therefore, we all have our issues. We all have our problems. We all have some kind of psychological malfunction going on, all right? And even to be in this, putting your life on the line, being in the front line, putting your face on national TV or doing press conferences or getting out there doing drumming circles or organizing, really, really organizing and letting it be known I'm organizing. You know, when you're doing that and you're putting your life on the line for it, something has to be off in your head anyway. So we already know you're a little touched, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, we need to start for those who are just working off of that lower vibration of getting rich off of this. No, this ain't about getting rich. This is about us having a nation. And if you are being counterproductive, contrary, and just anti, and I, sorry, Sister Nina, I gotta steal this from you, anti whatever, then we have to start drawing the line in the sand because it's go red. It's a state of emergency, like I've said many a times before. I've sent out a clarion call talking about it's a state of emergency. It's a code red. We don't have a moment, second, time, millisecond to waste anymore on dumb foolishness, arguing on blog talk or pimping your community so you can be flossing like Rick Ross. Not a good look, bruh. Not a good look.
Mhm.
But anyway, go ahead.
And I just would like the I am asking the community, if you are going to purchase anything from anybody in this community, to begin to say, have you donated on behalf of your company or organization to one of the funds, to all of the funds, because $15 isn't even the cost of most of people's products. So you need to start holding them accountable. I can't purchase your stuff, bruh, if you're not giving the $15 that is needed. I can't purchase your stuff. I can't come on your show if I know that on behalf of the show that $15 is not being given. I can't come to your lectures, okay? Because these lectures, I didn't know this until we're getting a building now. We're gonna start our lectures. I didn't know that people were paying like $25 for the lectures. And where is it going? You know, I'll say at least for On Point, when we were planning to come out there, which we are still coming out there in next spring, when we were planning on coming out there, the $40 that you gave was going to a woman's shelter in the Atlanta area, so you knew exactly what you were paying that $40. Plus we fed you, plus we gave you the lecture. The lecturers, we really weren't making any money. We were putting all of that money back into the Atlanta community where we're at in the city. And I told Brother Majestic, I said, that has to be done. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to leave my city and not contribute to the city that I am going to speak at and expect. And I don't need all that. I don't need my art is doing just fine. I could do. You need to be saying, if I'm going to come on behalf of raising the awareness for my people and I'm speaking to the women, I told Majestic, find me a woman's shelter. And Majestic, of course, he's all plugged into everything. He said, this is the shelter we're going to do it for. Those are the
right
type of actions we need to start looking at. Those are the type
that's
of
right
things. And if you say, okay, if I'm going to pay you $25, what is it? What am I getting? Because especially, and then you're going to come back and still sell me the DVD of that particular lecture. Come on, yo, you making like $50 off of me. Where is it going? And y'all have to. We have to start. I'm not saying don't support. I'm saying don't support if they're not supporting you, because what's going to happen is they're going to this pressure and this loyalty that we give to these quote unquote leaders and quote unquote communicators and the CNN of the conscious community. What are you doing? You have to sponsor something. Give the $15 somewhere. If you're not giving it, at least tell us where the money is going. Because we can't afford to be spending frivolously in this community too. Somebody has to stop and say, I'm gonna call you out, and I'm gonna tell y'all with Sister Fasami, she will call you out. She just did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know nothing about somebody telling a sister to suck their dick. That's out of
no, no, no. He didn't tell a sister. No. He didn't tell. Let me clarify that. He didn't tell his sister to do that. He told another grown man who he was arguing with on his show to suck his you know what. So to me, that's gay. That's what I meant. With you don't tell a grown man does not tell another grown man to perform that kind of activity on him unless there's something kind of suspect about him. You know, that's just me. But sis, I'm gonna let you have the last word because I got two more calls I gotta take, and we only have 16 minutes for the show.
I just want everybody please to support Ancient Consciousness. She's still doing the $5 campaign, and I believe she's going to do this every month. The Elder Fund this month we're raising for Dr. Sabi, and of course the New Black Panther Party. Give your $5 whether you're a member or not, because they do answer the call. Even if we're not members, they still answer the call. So we need to make sure that we are supporting all three of these systems. $15 a month is not anything. And after the show, come over to Goddess Awakening. Our topic is abortion and miscarriage. So
I will definitely be there.
Okay. Love you, sis. Thank you.
Love you more.
Okay.
Peace. Let me go ahead. We have another. I'm going to try this 910 call one more time. 910-709. You're on the air. You're on the air. Okay, I see. I hear they're listening to the show. All right. All right. Anyway, I'm going to go to my brother, and I'm going to go ahead and put him on Front Street. Brother Godzilla, you there?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of Front Street you're about to put me on.
I love you, man. I miss you so much. How are you?
I'm all right.
What are you doing, buddy?
What am I doing about what?
What are you doing in the conscious community? Because you're doing a lot. But what are you doing? Everybody wants to remember. I was talking about you at the beginning of the show, and I was telling them that one of the things that irritates you the most is when these people come to you. What are you doing? Like they're gonna block you into some kind of corner, and that's the title of the show tonight. What are you doing?
I mean, shit. I'm doing what everybody's supposed to be doing. I'm trying to be the example of everything I talk about. I ain't fixing to go into detail and let everybody know what it is that I'm doing in specifics. Get around me, kick it with me, you'll see what I'm doing. Until then, that ain't for me to tell you. But like you said, a lot of people try to back you into a corner and shit because they think, well, if I ask him or her, what you doing out here in the streets, what you doing for the struggle, what you doing for people, as if that's going to make you turn tail and run, because in essence all it really is them letting you know that they ain't doing shit. Because they ain't doing shit and they ain't got an answer to that question. They figure you ain't got an answer to the question either. And that ain't That ain't what it is at all. You know, a lot of the things that I do are things that satisfy Zulu. You know, and that may sound arrogant and selfish to some people, but what satisfies Zulu is what puts a smile on my black people's face. And if that satisfies me, then I feel like I'm doing the right thing, especially if the feeling is mutual from the person that I satisfy. So I'm not out here to try to prove a point to anybody or to get up on a pedestal for anybody, to show anybody what it is that I'm out here doing in front of everybody just to qualify or quantify myself. That ain't what it's about. As a matter of fact, if you got to get out here and feel like you got to be qualified or quantified by other people for what it is you're doing, then you're doing the shit for the wrong reason anyway. I could think of a lot of brothers and sisters that go out their house every day and do real good work, and you don't have a clue what they're doing or who they are because they ain't always out there on the streets blowing their horn to try to let everybody know who they are. Just do it. Do it from the heart. Do it from the chest, you know. But, yeah, I do shit.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna tell nobody what I do, because you might try to come there and see what I look like. Then you'll know who I am. And I ain't trying to go out like that. I be trying to go to the store.
Well, I mean, they'll be in for a treat.
Slow down, man. You always, every time I come on air, you always, the last time you told folk how old I was.
You old as hell, yo.
And now you finna start trying to tell folks how I look.
Look, FEMA, Vivery, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Is he fat? He's easy on the eyes, honey. He's my big brother. I can't be like, oh, he's fat. He's like, he's literally like a brother to me. And then for me to say he's fine would feel kind of incestuous, or I don't even know if that's a word, but it would feel weird.
Not ancestrous.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say. He's easy on the eyes, honey. He got some real deep dimples and some pretty big white teeth, okay? He's tall. All right, there you go. Anyway, go ahead, brother.
I ain't got nothing to say. You done put all this heavy weight on top of me. What I supposed to say now? We're supposed to be talking about black power, and you're going to talk about my dimples.
Shut up. Well, I'm going to see if this 910-709 number is ever going to say anything. Wait one second. Just hold the line. Don't hang up. 910-709, you're on the air.
Yeah, black power, sister.
Black power, who is this?
It's Brother Hannibal from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Brother Hannibal, I've been trying to get in contact with you all night on this radio show. Now we 8 minutes before the show is over, and now you want to talk.
Nah, I don't even know I couldn't. I was just listening, actually. I was just pretty much listening. I didn't know I could, press one. I got to put my phone down for a little bit, basically.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, sister. Yeah, you know, I'm really pretty much loving the show. You know, you're pretty much a good host also.
Thank you. I try to be. I'm gonna tell you, brother. I got my second win after brother Sun Nubian and brother Jacoma was sitting up here. Was sitting up here like coaxing me, like, come on, sister, you gotta dredge through. You gotta tread through. So it's not only that you perceive me as a good host. We have a good listening audience that motivates you and say, no, you got something to say, and we want to hear it. And we want to call in and be heard too. So I love our brothers and sisters who are supporting this show and making it what it is. So what's up, brother Hannibal? Brother Hannibal, what are you doing? I got my brother Godzulu on the line too. So what are you doing? First of all, give your title, rank, and who you are, what you do.
Okay. Yes, my name is Hannibal Shabazz. And also, too, you know, well, I ain't really affiliated with no organization about now, you know. Well, I've been a couple in the past, but as far as doing things or whatever, you know, I've been out of the fold for a while, but I'm about ready to get back involved. I don't do a lot of things out here in the community, you know, especially my days, you know, being a Panther back in the day, you know. I fed a whole neighborhood one time, you know, used to go around, you know, the different, homes and stuff, you know, that had deceased ones, you know, used to give out refreshments and everything. You know, okay. I done did a couple of things out here in the community out here. You know, used to give, like, you know, games and prizes, you know, to the kids and the youth. Free turkeys on for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you speak every time you get a chance?
Yeah, pretty much. I try to, you know. I'm trying to, you know, get there as a teacher pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I teach on free martial arts still to the kids also in the community. I still do it up to this day. That's one of the things I'm doing out here, yes.
That's really good. That's really good. You know, well, thank you, brother. I'm surprised that you actually picked the phone and started talking to me.
I even know I was on cue.
I'm like, who is this 910? All right, well, thank you so much for calling in and showing
your support.
But you
know what, sister? You know what, sister? I'm going to elaborate on one thing, too, right here. You know, I know there's one thing, too, right, that kills me so much. You got a lot of folks sitting around here for the last, 20 years talking about we need to be underground, we need to be underground. Those same folks that try to take you underground, they're the ones that don't want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that right there. You know, it kills me too much right there. And they're the ones that's telling you, you know, You don't want to be no panther. You don't do that right there. The beast gonna be on you.
That's fear, man. They scared.
I know, scared of death Negroes out here. Hiding behind the YouTube, hiding behind Facebook, all this other BS.
Oh yeah. You know, and that was my whole point. Usually the ones who's asking that question, and it's in the description that I gave, usually the ones who's asking that question are trying to make themselves feel good for their inactivity or their inability to get up and work and help us get free. Don't ask me what I'm doing, brother. Check my resume. As Brother T.I. says, it's impeccable. You can check it. You know, however, let's do the work. Who got what notches? Who got what on their resume? All I care about, are you willing to work? If you're willing to put in the work, as Brother Sean Kwali said to me earlier, if you're willing to work, that's all we care about. That's it. All the rest of this bickering back and forth and all this nonsense, you know, what are you doing? Come on, now stop it. The reason why you don't see me that much, the reason why you don't, when you call my phone, I might not answer, because guess what? I'm working, and I'm tired. And I'm on time on what I need to be on time for. I don't show up to conference calls 20 minutes late. I'm on time. You tell me to be on a post. You tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. End of discussion. I'm putting in work. The question is not what am I doing. You need to check that man in the mirror and ask yourself, what are you doing? But we do all need to be held accountable for each other. True indeed, but there's a way to do it. You know, you have to come in the spirit of love. You have to come in the spirit of love. You have to come in the spirit of righteousness, balance, justice, and peace, or ma'at, or whatever. You have to come in that spirit and ask your brothers and sisters, well, what are you doing in a non-antagonistic and a non-condescending or sarcastic tone so they can actually want to assist you in what it is that you're doing. But when you come in a real aggressive manner, you're going to get a aggressive reaction to it, you know. So that, thank you so much, Brother Hannibal, for shedding that light.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you going to tune in next Wednesday? And I know you're going to be here on, Saturday, right?
Yeah, what's going on this Saturday?
It's a show every Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday.
I'm definitely going to be in tune, you know. This is my first time
actually
calling that.
And when you start passing out them flyers, when you start getting back into it again, when you start passing out them flyers, make sure the radio show, whatever medium we're working on, I don't care if it's Ustream, live stream, whatever it is, you know, or Harambe, whatever it is, make sure whatever radio station we're on, you have that at the bottom of the flyer that you're passing out, to make sure people can tune in and actually listen and hear what we're saying, because this is where you get the real black news, okay?
Yeah, definitely that right there. You know, I'm glad, you know, y'all got this radio show on getting up going right now, because, you know, it's much more convenient, you know, since the website be up and be off and on sometimes.
Yeah, we're here, and we're here to stay. And Brother Sean Kwali and our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, is going to make sure that. They're going to see to that, okay?
Yeah, definitely that right there, too. Yeah, you know, that's a brilliant brother. You know, I remember, you know, him coming down here back in 06, you know, during the, you know, protest, you know, with the lacrosse team, you know, how they raped that sister.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember meeting that brother. I met most of the national officials. You know, I'm in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and let you have the last word, Brother Hannibal.
Okay, all I'm going to say, you know, peace, my hotep, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. You have a good
Black
one
power.
Now.
Black
Power. All right, Brother Zulu. I
what?
Think Brother Jamaica has something to say. We have like 1 minute remaining. Wait a minute. Brother Jamaica, is tomorrow?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know you got your hands up.
Okay. Jamaica, you
did y'all want to say something? Did y'all want to say something?
Oh, well, no, Black Power, sister. I didn't even know we had our hand up, but Black Power, I'm just, you know, meditating on what all was being said, sister.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and put y'all back on mute, okay?
All right.
All right. Gazoo, you know I'm not going to let you go until the end of the show, right? And we have like 46 seconds left, right?
Yeah.
You know I love you.
I mean, I love you too, baby. I love you and I love everybody in the black community. Matter of fact, I love everybody black, period. You know, I got that unconditional love.
For even
people.
When they don't love themselves, you love
even
them.
When they
don't,
that's, you know what? How can you, when is the best time to love somebody? When they don't,
when they
love,
don't
themselves.
Love themselves.
It's easy to do it when they on top of the world and you on top of the world with them. Anybody can love then. But what about when
sure.
they're at their lowest? When they're at their lowest of the low. That's when you're supposed to pull out your love gun and start blasting folk right and left. Wow, wow, love everywhere. You know what I'm
Guess
saying?
Guess what, brother? Can I get a strong, powerful black power?
Black power.
Black power, people. We signing off. Thank you for the support, and we love y'all. Peace.